Blog Talk Radio.
My smile only comes to make me.
God bless you. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I just come to share a little with you what God has put on my heart to share with you, and I pray that it will bless you. And today that we are going to do the celebration for one of my friends, Mary White, Mother Mary White at our Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer, and I would just like for you all to keep our family up in prayer and just pray their strength. Because Mother Mary, she's gone on, she's taken her rest, she's finished her course. So we're going to keep Cosmopolitan Church and Pastor Smith am up in prayer as they have lost another soldier. So let us just go forward in prayer. And if you would just take just a few minutes just in silence prayer in the memory of Mary White, a great woman of God. To God be the glory. God makes no mistakes. Thank you. And this morning, I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to share with you what I have for you this morning. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, as humbly as I know how today, Father God, to thank you, Father God, that you are God, that you are God that's in control of everything. You're the God of the whole universe, that you are God to sit high and look low, Father God, that you are El Shaddai, the Almighty God, that you are God, that you, God, it's your way, Father God, not my way, Father God. I am just your servant, Father God, just doing as you command me to do, Father God. But knowing, Father God, if it was not that you were on my side, where would I be here today, Father God? And for that, Father God, I just want to thank you. I thank you, Father God, for allowing me this opportunity to go forward, to carry this word unto your people today, Father God, that it would bless me and it would also bless whoever would hear it, and when they hear it in what season they would hear it, that it would be a blessing unto them, Father God. Thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Father God, for the angels encamped all around us. Thank you, Father God, for each and every family. Thank you, Father God, for those that's reaching out, that's walking around, Lord, and don't know which way to go, Father God. Now I ask that you will lift their heads up and draw them unto you, Father God. Thank you right now, Father God. Thank you for the blessing of this word, Father God, that your word will not come back void. Thank you, Father God, for using me, thy servant, this morning, that your word will go forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And as I said, today I'm going to be coming out of Job 22 and 28. And it says, thy also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. What a word. And it says, what are we decreeing in our lives? What are we decreeing in our life? What are you speaking to yourself every day? When you get up in the morning, what is the first thing that you do? Are you telling God thank you? Are you telling God that you're grateful that he's giving you another day, no matter what the problem is, no matter what the situation may be, that you are trusting in him? You're decreeing that God is in full control of your life. Are you trusting God? Because you have to realize that when you put God first, like it tells us in Matthew, it says, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things would be added unto you. That means that you put God first in everything. That means we put God before everything and everybody. When we hit the floor, the first thing we should do when we open our eyes is to give thanks unto God, because knowing that if it was not for God, that we would not even be woke that morning. So we have to remember to put God first, and then at the very end of the day, go back to him and thank him for what he's done for you, to bring you through that day, to let him know that you know that you know that you could not have made it back if he would not have been with you, if it was not that he was on your side. Because we do know that all of this danger all around us, if it is not that God is on our side and keep us, you know what? Where would we be? So we have to remember to start speaking all of this positive stuff into our life. We have to change our language that we have with ourselves. Because when something goes wrong, the first thing we do is we fall for what the devil is planning for us to go with. But what does God say? You have to take it, whatever you hear negative, Turn it around. Turn it around. Decree what the Word of God is saying to you. Decree it, and the way you decree it is to get in the Word of God and know what His Word is and know what His promises are. Because God has made us so many promises in His Word, and we have to know His Word in order to decree His Word. We have to stand strong in His Word. We have to ask God for His will to be done in our lives. We have to ask God to show us. We have to ask God for a discerning spirit. We have to decree the good things in our lives. We have to know that if things are going not going the way that we want them to go at this time, that's only a season that God has not forgotten about us. We have to understand that whatever comes into our life, this is in our life to help mold us and shape us and develop us to be who God say that we are, that He's bringing us into the fullness of who He say that we are. And when I say bring it to the full, because, you know, God has already done everything He needs to do in us. We just have to line up with His program. And we're not lining up because we're praying out of God's will. We're decreeing out of God's will. We have to start praying and decreeing things that's in the will of God for our life. And once we begin to do that, we will begin to see things start to turn around in our life. It tells us in Psalms 37:4, it says, delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. He will give us the desires of our heart. If we just commit ourselves to Him, if we just start trusting in Him and knowing that God is in full control, He will do just what His word said. And then in 5 it says, commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. God will bring it to pass. Whatever we decree that's in the will of God for our life, not for somebody else's life, but for your life, God will bring it to pass. We have to learn how to stand on the Word of God. We have to stand on the Word of God even when it does not look like it is what we think it should be. Even though it looks like it's not working out the way that we want it to work out, I dare you to stand on the Word of God and stand on the promises that God has said. I declare that if you start turning that negative talk around, that you feed to yourself and start decreeing what the Bible has said and what God has said, I declare you that things are going to get better. Change the way you think, change the way you think, and it will change your whole way. It changes your attitude. Like my uncle say, if you change your attitude, it'll change your whole life. The late Dr. Charles G. Hayes, he used to say, if you change your way you think, change your attitude, and it will change your whole life. Because if you're thinking negative about yourself and beating up on yourself, you ain't getting no positive out of that. Change the way you're thinking about yourself. Start thinking the positive thing. And if you don't have anything positive to decree or to speak in your life, I dare you to get in the Bible. I dare you to get in the Bible and watch how you begin to hear the positive things that God has already said about you, that it's already done. It says that we must start speaking and decreeing the right things in our life. We must stop decreeing bad health unto ourselves, no money, nothing good is coming to us. We have to start turning those thoughts around and start believing that the best is yet to come to me. The best is yet coming to me is because God said it. And if God said it, I believe it. And if we do that, we have to also remember that in Psalms 139:14, it says that I will give thanks unto you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and my soul know it right well. You got to know that you're wonderfully made. You got to know that from the beginning of the creation, God made you, and He made, and everything He made was good. And you have to know that you're good. Maybe you have gotten in a little rough spot, but you are still good because you belong to the Most High. Only thing you have to do is come out of whatever you're in that's not lining up with the Word of God and turn from it and repent and ask God for forgiveness and ask God for forgiveness and walk therein. That's all you got to do. You got to stop. See, we're repenting, but we're not stopping anything. We're not turning, and we're not coming out of nothing. And that's why things are not changing, because you're repenting a lie. You got to repent with a true heart and a right spirit and really know that you are asking God forgiveness and ask God to bring you out of what you're in, and God will do just that. And start doing it, and if God starts separating you from people, let him. Don't ask not one other person to stay that God is moving out your life, because they have finished their course in your life. And you must be able to move on so you may go and finish the journey and be equipped for the things that God has for you. Because when you get to the next level, whoever you need in your life or whoever God needs to help you to get to your purpose and to get to your destiny, they're already there. God does not get up no morning talking about he's going to put this in place for me. It's already, everything in my life is already put in place for me. It's just that I have to walk in obedience, and I have to do what God is saying, and I have to decree, and I have to ask for God's will to be done in my life, and I have to believe that it has been done in my life, whether it looks like it or not. I have to trust in God's word, and that's what we have to do. We have to stand on the word of God. And then in Psalms 118 and 17, it says, I shall live and not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. That's what you got to do. If you're here, God woke you up this morning, you got to declare the works of God today. You got to declare that you're going to do and you're going to please God. You got to say, is God satisfied with me? You got to ask the question, is God satisfied with me? Am I doing anything to please God? And once you begin to do that, then you begin to stand on the word of God. You begin to stand strong on God. And it says that we must turn things around and start standing on the word of God. We must trust in God. We must trust in God with our whole heart, mind, and soul. It doesn't matter what it looks like, because we're so busy looking at it. Faith is what you don't see. That's what faith is. Faith is believing that God is in full control, that God of the whole universe is running your life. Because you're walking in obedience to him and you have prayed for his will to be done in your life. And Isaiah 26:3, it says, Thy will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Because you trust in God. And keep your mind stayed on him. He will, God will do just what he said. And Isaiah 26:4, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. When you need strength, God will give you strength for your journey. You just have to trust that. You have to pray that. You have to, when you ask for strength, you have to know that God has already given you the strength. You have to know that you just stand in the power. You stand up and know that God is for you, and know that you have decreed it, and know that you have asked God, and he said that if we ask anything from God and ask in the name of Jesus, he shall do it. He said that if we just ask anything, it's anything, but it's in the will of him. It's in the will of the will that he has for you. Because when we begin to start praying to God, we are going to pray for what God has for us, for the will for our lives. We're going to do that because we're trusting God now. And we're decreeing the right thing for us. We must decree what God has already done and it is doing. We must understand that God has already established us. And we have to walk therein. And 1 Corinthians, somewhere I missed the chapter, but it says, bear all things, believing all things, hope in all things, endure all things. Once we decree some things, we must stand on our faith that God will do just what he said. We have to believe in the faith that we have in God, and we must believe that God will bring it to pass. And once we stand on it and we believe it, that's that faith working when it talks about in Hebrews that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of not seen. You sometimes, your faith has to work. Your faith is working even though you can't see it, because you have the faith in God. You have the faith that God is bringing things out all right. And in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it's for we walk by faith and not by sight, meaning just to trust God. That's all that is. It's trusting God, believing God wants us to be in good health and for us to prosper in all that we do, believing God and decreeing that the best is yet to come, decreeing that our ladder will be better than what it was, believing that where we are today, that God is moving us higher and higher, believing that God is who he say he is, and trusting in him and doubting not in your heart. And in Ephesians 6, 10, and 11, every day, put the armor of God on. Put the whole armor of God on. It says, and finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Number 11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Only thing we have to do is trust in God to put the whole armor on, and we have to know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No lying tongue shall condemn us. We have to know that God is God. We have to know that God is just who he said. We have to know that the Lord, he is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We have to trust in God. We have to know, and we have to decree the right things over our lives. We have to stop speaking sickness into our life and start speaking health into our life. We have to stop speaking that we don't have no money. We have to stop speaking prosperity over our life. We have to stop wallowing in sin, and we have to start decreeing that we're coming out of it, and we're asking God that as we come with a repentance heart, that he will do just what he's saying. We have to trust him. We have to lean on him. We have to lean on God. We have to start decreeing the things that God has already said about us. We have to know that we know that we know that we know that God is God. We have to know that God is our leaning post. We have to know that we can take it to the throne of grace. We have to know that God is God. We have to know that we know that God sits high and looks low. We have to know that God is God. We have to know that he is Jehovah Jireh. That when it says that he is Jehovah Jireh, that's not just in finance, that's in providing all things. We have to know El Shaddai, the Almighty God. El Shaddai, the Almighty God. We walk close with the Almighty God. We can call the Almighty God up. Get a relationship with God. Start decreeing his word over your life. Stop decreeing what man say and decree what God say. Who do God say that you are? Is God satisfied with you? Are you doing the things that God has told you? Are you doing your assignment? Or are you doing the assignment that man has given you? Who are you pleasing? Who are you trying to please? What are you decreeing over your life? What are you saying to yourself? Who do you say that you are? What are you doing? Are you loving on yourself? Are you pleasing God? Are you turning from the things that you're doing that we know that's not right and start decreeing the things that we do know that's right? Are you standing in the word? Are you in the promises of his word where he said that he would never leave us nor forsake us? Are you standing on that? Are you decreeing that over your life? Are you calling on the Lord and getting an answer? Or are you just doing what you want to do? What are you doing? Are you decreeing the things of God? Ask God, and God will make a difference in your life. If you cry unto him, call on him. You may not get the answer when you want the answer, but I promise you that the answer will be right on time. And I promise you, God is not lacking in the promises that he has given to us. If you call on him, you will get an answer. God is true, because God was. God is the beginning and the end. God is. And you have to trust that. And you may say, well, I've been praying a long time, but your prayer's only been going out there one day according to God. Don't give up. And if God is not answering that prayer because it's out of his will, he got something greater and better for you. Lean on him. Trust him. Ask God to teach you how to decree the things that he has in his will for you. and watch God make a difference in your life. And when God does that, your attitude needs to change. You need to stop speaking negative things to yourself. Just like I saw a neighbor yesterday. She was so down on herself because she was just telling, I got dementia, I got this, I'm not this, hold it. I stopped her. I said, look, you a woman of God, and you are just who God said you are. What did God say? Who did God say that you are? You have the mind that's which is in Christ Jesus. And you stand on it. I don't care what it looks like. Okay, all of us have an off day. Don't be diving into this negative stuff because you had an off day. I write down stuff every day. My son told me that almost 10 years ago. Mama, start writing your stuff down so you can remember. When you go to the store, because I get in the store, I see all that other stuff. I see the stuff I want to get. I forget the stuff I came there that I needed. And we do forget our thoughts, we do. But the mind that we have from Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to our remembrance. The Holy Ghost didn't go down the list and say certain things he would bring back. He said that he would bring all things back to our remembrance. And that's what we have to trust on. We have to stand on the Word of God. We have to know that the Word of God is true. And it's not coming back void. That's what we got to know. So whoever's going around here speaking things to themselves that's not good or anything negative, cut it that language off today. Rebuke Satan and send it back to the pits of hell from which it came from and start decreeing the things of the Word of God over your life. Because we can speak over our lives too. Because it's death and life is in your tongue. Whatsoever you say is what you're going to have. Whatsoever you decree is what you're going to have. Decree the good. Decree what God say. Decree the promises of God. And watch God make a difference. And in my closing today, let us start decreeing the good things that God already has given us. Have faith and watch how God will bring things out all right according to his plan that he has for you. For God has a plan for us. And once we start just really holding on to God's unchanging hand and trusting that he is who he is and that we are decreeing the positive and not the negative, and if you are around negative people and not speaking life into you, get away from them. You will never, ever walk alone. You will never, ever be alone. God is with you. To God be the glory. We have to trust that God is with us. We have to trust that God will see us through. We have to trust the will that God has for our life. We have to pray and keep on praying until something happens. That's why I don't care where you are. I don't care what's going on. God is in full control. Stop looking at the world and start trusting in the Creator, the God of the whole universe. He is in full control, you all. And it may seem like the prayers of the righteous are not being answered, but they are. For we are his righteous, and he will hear our prayers, and he will turn it around. Because that's the kind of God he is. He is the Father to all of us. And he will make a way. Decree the things, the good things. Speak good things to your life. When you pray, pray good things into your life. If you don't have it now, say, well, you know, tomorrow is on the way. If you don't have it right now, say, you know, lay on the day is on the way. But be grateful where you are and what you have now. And thank God for who you are in him. Trust God. And stop looking at everybody else's vision. Ask, what is the vision God has given you? Keep your mind stayed on what God is giving you to do, no matter what it is, because your reward will come from God. And maybe nobody is saying thank you, or maybe nobody acknowledged you, but don't worry about it. God will celebrate you. God will put the people around you to celebrate you. Just be patient and trust in God and decree the things that God is. What are we decreeing in our lives? What are we decreeing in our lives? What are you letting in? What are you letting in? Let the things of Christ in. Let God make a difference in your life. And how do I know? Because he did it for me. And if he did it for me, he will do it for you. God has no respect of person. He will do just what he said. It's us trusting him and us walking in obedience with what God has told us, and make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. A lot of us are not being blessed because we're doing what man is saying and we have disregarded what God is saying. Do what God has assigned you to do. Trust me. God will bless what he is. God will bless it, and he will give the provisions for anything he say. God will. Decree the right things over your life. Decree it. And always pray. Always pray and ask God to show you and to guide you in the way in which he wants you to go. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. God will make a way out of no way. That's the kind of God he is. And in the words of my late uncle, Dr. Charles G. Hayes, change your attitude, and it will change your whole life. Change the way you think, change your ways, and everything will change in your life for the better for you. Trust God to make a difference in your life. Thank you for listening, and thank you that God may bless you when you hear this word, in whatever season you are, that this may be a word for you that God has sent out to you today. Father God, I thank you for right now. Father God, I thank you for heaven and earth. I thank you for grace and mercy. I thank you, Father God, that this word will not come back void. I thank you, Father God, for wherever you have sent this word to be, Lord, that it will be a blessing unto your people as it has also blessed thy servant. Thank you, Father God, for using me to go forward, Father God. Thank you, Father God, as I decree, Father, the best is yet to come. Thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And as always, if you are out of fellowship with Jesus Christ, you can go to Romans chapter 10 and 9. Confess your sins. Give your life back to Christ. Or if you're just coming in, it doesn't matter. It's the same fellowship. Turn your life back over to him. Pray and ask God to send you to a church that's filled with the Holy Ghost and that has the believing of his word in it, that you will learn what the promises is for your life, and ask God to make a difference in your life, and he will do it. And if you need someone to talk to, you can always reach me at 708-715-4545. That is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry number. It is a 24-hour number. If I don't answer, leave your request or leave your phone number, and as soon as I'm available, I will get back with you, and I will pray with you or whatever God puts on my heart to do with you, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ. Or you can email me, and everything you do is confidential with me. You will not see it on the Facebook, the Instagram. Whatever we talk about is with me and you. My email address is walkingingodspurposeministry@gmail.com. Or you can also go on Facebook, like me on Facebook on the ministry page, and it also there's a link where you can go to my website. If you go to my website, let me know you've been there. Maybe you don't want a prayer request, but leave a word there, a hello or something, and just sign the book and let me know you've been there. And, you know, I would forever be grateful, and I thank you. And I thank you for tuning in to Walking in God's Purpose, and I thank God for this time and this opportunity, that he may be glorified for the things that I do. And I pray that something was said along the way to bless you on this Sunday morning. To God be the glory for all that I do. God bless.